This is a HeadGum Podcast.
Getting the smile and confidence you've been dreaming about, all from the comfort of your home, isn't a total mystery with Byte Clear Aligners. Just don't be surprised if all your friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Man, that sunset is gorgeous.
Grill, patio, sunset. Hard to get better than that. Unless you're browsing Carvana's inventory while you soak it all in.
Oh, burger time.
So sit back, get comfortable. Carvana's got thousands of cars under $20,000 just waiting for you.
I could stay here forever.
Carvana, where car buying meets comfort meets convenience. Download the app or visit Carvana.com today.
If I were you, and I'm so confused, I cannot sleep, I cannot dream tonight. I need some advice about starting my new job or polishing my knob. Really anything, anywhere you can think of, like finding Raven's nest, or finally moving west, or losing her to someone with a slightly heavier chest. I won the golden mic today. There's nothing you can say. That's one for Ben, one for me, and 500 for Jake.
Don't waste your time trying to figure it out. Just email these two Jews. Don't waste your time trying to figure it out. Just email these two dudes.
If I were you.
Wow, so good.
Is there a second verse?
A second verse? The hell?
That was like, was that 6 minutes?
Was that all?
I
could have listened to it forever.
I don't know. It feels longer.
They reunited just for that. That was Tom, dude. Tom
yeah,
is back.
Wow. Tom is back.
Wow, they
back.
Really, yeah. they made up, you know? That was cool. We brought Blink back, guys. What do you say?
We brought them back.
What do I say? I say, congratulations, Blink. You're back. It actually wasn't them. It wasn't them. It was a guy It was a 19-year-old musician in Ann Arbor named Seth Dyer.
Seth Dyer and Mark Hoppus and Travis Barker? That's not Blink at all.
No.
But I mean, it's still pretty good. 2 out of 3. You know, Tom's not really. There's a chasm there. Tom's not coming back.
Yeah,
anytime
it
soon.
Wasn't that.
So I think
guys.
The three.
Yeah,
I guess
the new Blink lineup is this fucking guy and Matt Skiba.
So it's Matt Skiba, this fucking guy, and still Travis. Travis is still down to do drums, which is good.
Yeah, Travis Barker and Lil Wayne.
It wasn't them.
Jesus.
Sorry, but it wasn't
Angels
them.
And Airwaves.
Was it Airwaves? Was it Angels and Airwaves?
Was it Airwaves?
No, it's not.
So it's Tom.
Was
it
Angels and Airwaves?
So then Tom is there.
I think it was Angels and Airwaves.
Yeah.
It was a 19-year-old musician currently living in Ann Arbor. He has an Instagram that's public now, Dire Consequences, DYER.consequences.
How does he know?
I'm sorry, you're going to say that Tom DeLong, who's a guy who's made music for years, and just because he's going to hunt aliens doesn't mean that he doesn't play guitar in his spare time. So you don't think that this is maybe a demo?
I don't think this is a demo. I think this is a fucking fan.
I think this is like an alias, or like it's like a fake name.
Or if it's the real guy, then he knows DeLong because DeLong was maybe playing his custom Strat during that time.
Jake, I was going to say the same thing.
Yeah.
Why?
So I feel like
there's no fucking way you would have said that. That's such a weird thing for Jake to say, let alone you were going to say that same thing. Can you even remember what he said? What were you going to say? See, you can't. You don't know you don't know what that was.
No way. Well, he said something cool. He was like, it was like Mark Hoppus.
Soul Shakedown Studios in San Diego, run by this guy's friend Jacob, who's really taking off.
In San Diego?
Very nice.
In San Diego?
Yeah,
that's where Blink
Soul
formed.
Shakedown.
That is where Blink formed.
That is where they fucking are.
All right.
It didn't even sound like Tom.
Well, his voice has changed over the years.
Yeah, his voice has changed.
People
over
through,
time.
Go,
where are you for that long and not have some type of
whoa,
impact.
Billy? Are you fucking?
No, he's not. You know him.
Are you
know Billy?
It's like It's Invasion of the Body Snatchers, but it's Tom DeLonge.
It's Tom DeLonge.
He's the pod person.
Oh my God, Finn and Billy, welcome to the show.
Wow, wow, wow! Bravo!
Thank you for having us.
Wow, yeah.
Thank you, bravo. Music critics / comedian actors, and now HeadGum podcasters.
HeadGum's newest podcasters.
Yes,
that's right.
HeadGum's newest roster.
Mm-hmm. Newest roster.
Billy Brick. Finn Wolfhard.
So what's the deal with your podcast, Lackluster Video? What's give me the elevator pitch.
Well, Billy and I are two film fans. We pick a movie each week to talk about. And then at the very end, we play a game where Billy gets a randomly generated movie title and two randomly generated actors, and we have to pitch that movie.
I see.
So it's kind of slice of life podcast where we talk about the movies you like, we talk about stuff in our own lives, then we play a fun little improv game at the end of the title.
How do you randomly generate the title?
Yeah.
There's a book, it's called Book Title Generator, and I guess it's just for people that are like can't come up with a title for their book, which I feel like is pretty kind of a red flag for the rest of the book if you can't even get a title.
That's the shortest thing you have to write is the title.
Yeah. There's one that's like, I've written the book already, or there's an option that says, I haven't started writing yet. And it's like, maybe do something else then. Do some research or think about it or something before you...
Or maybe start writing.
So I just went to it and I got the title, The Buried Window.
That's actually perfect for the memoir I wrote.
Exactly.
Yeah. I actually wrote the next great American novel. I was just I was stuck on the title. But like everything else is pitch perfect. God, thank you so much. What's that?
What is it about?
It's about a fucking bat.
Huh?
It's about a bat.
Like
it's not about a bat, but there's a bat in it. Yeah.
You said it was about it. All right, so it's about a bat. Yeah. It's called the buried window.
Yeah, how does that?
Well, it's about I feel like I'm putting.
It seems like you're coming
to pitch it to you guys.
You don't have to pitch it.
It's about Barry Bonds. It's about Barry Bonds.
Well, you just said okay.
So that's what you meant by a bat being in it, like his baseball bat.
It's about Bernie. Yes. It's about Bernie Madoff.
So Barry Bonds, the buried window, which actually makes sense because he ends up smashing a window at Bernie Madoff's house. Because did Madoff kill himself in jail? I should have looked this up before I wrote it.
That's wrong guy.
Wrong guy.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Yeah, so with some tweaks, it's basically about this all-star...
with some tweaks? What the
fuck? Yeah, he basically...
What the fuck was it like before
It was about... To pivot this book, like as you're pitching it to us, it's not done. You have to go back to the drawing board. Because you clearly...
I'll change, Madoff killing himself in jail.
No, and this was the next great American memoir, is how you said it. And then you got mad that we asked, like, what did you mean by that?
What because, is it like, about? Yeah,
because I feel like I'm being put on the spot. If I was setting up a pitch for, like, Penguin or Random House, I would have been more prepared.
That's the other thing about when we randomly generate, like, actors. It's always people that are either canceled or dead. Yeah. Like,
that is
always.
True. You can, it's and so rare to, you get two people
every
that are
podcast
alive
you
and
hear,
not canceled.
Every podcast you hear Billy go, and I can't say that. And then he has to do it again.
So what list is this? Where are you guys finding this?
That's just a randomcelebrity.com.
There's a website called randomcelebrity.com.
Yeah, there's a random
everything.com. Yeah, I'm on it.
My dream
That's
is that
my
we
domain,
get Finn
baby.
On a randomized.
Have you ever
one day?
No.
Could you imagine?
I don't think I'm up there.
I don't
yet.
Think you're canceled enough or dead enough for them to
to get
to
up there,
put you on there.
You're definitely.
Well, this
dead
is what
enough.
This is why I'm on the pod. This is why I'm on this podcast.
That makes sense
to get there. Yeah, Amir has been editing our podcasts, which
it's good. It's humbling, but it's necessary, and it feels... I mean, I don't appreciate the tone in some of your notes emails, but, like, it's been fun to, like, go back to the drawing board. Yeah.
It's necessary?
Yeah.
This is what we're talking about in the emails, this smug attitude.
And that's necessary to fucking talk about?
It's just, sorry about that. I meant that, it's been fun to hear from you guys, and then I don't necessarily need to hear from your
Jake,
lawyers.
This is why we haven't asked you on the podcast yet, because sometimes, you know, like this kind of stuff, like, you know, business and friends kind of like ruins it, and so we had Amir on and it was just a fucking nightmare, and
it was a
to
fun
have you
episode
on
when I was on it
to have you on would be a
I
loss.
Don't want I don't want anything to happen to our relationship. It's too important to me. At the same time, you know,
same.
Like there's
same.
Too late, Amir. That's a bridge too far gone.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But I mean, we did promise you at HeadGum that you guys would have your own intern. If Amir's not working out, you guys can just let let us know.
I'm working out. Yesterday, Finn called me at 3 a.m. and I woke up and I started cutting a new episode just based on his little, he was sort of laughing while he gave me demands. Yeah.
And then he fell asleep, and then I called him again and I told him to work out. So he got on the floor, started doing push-ups until he started crying.
I passed out.
Eventually he passed out.
Yeah, was this? I fainted for you. Finn, I fainted for you. Was that not good enough, sir? I did faint for you.
How long were you unconscious?
Like I said, I don't know. I was passed out, but by the time I came to,
Billy's nodding along and curious in a way that makes me think that he told Finn to call you.
Yeah, dude, I'm not.
The sun was up.
Yeah, Billy's the mastermind.
The sun
behind
was up the morning after you had passed out.
No, it was that night. Why am I fucking? I already did this.
So you pass out for one night, and all of a sudden that you think you're like some type of martyr.
No, I didn't say that. Actually, that reminds me of a book that I'm writing called The Martyr. It's about Marty McFly killing himself in order to save an entire region of Libya, because it's like sort of Back to the Future 4 in a way, which is a sequel prequel because it takes place in the 1700s instead of the 2000s.
It's okay. Hold on. It's a sequel prequel where Marty McFly kills himself.
Martyr, yeah. Martyr McFly.
And is this Michael J. Fox as well?
No, it's Matthew Fox.
Holy shit.
Matthew Fox?
From Lost?
No, Matthew McFox. Marty McFly's cousin. Matthew McFox. He's sort of named after.
Played by who?
Played by Scott Wolf.
Why are you fucking...
Written by Dick Wolf. By the way, Amir, don't get fucking defensive when we ask you these questions.
You
this
know
is
who
insane.
Wrote it. Dick Wolf wrote it for
no,
Scott.
No, we don't.
Matthew McFox was named after Matt Fox because he was born the day Matthew Fox was born.
Written
reality.
By Dick Wolf, story by Dick Cheney, based on a novel by 2 Chainz, formerly known as Titty Boy.
You get it. Anyway, yeah. I'll send it to you guys. It's a PDF right now on my phone. Oh shit.
The movie is a PDF?
It's gone. Oh.
Good. I mean, good.
Probably because you saved a video file as a PDF. That's
Mark
probably
what Zuckerberg
happened.
Probably freaking... Have you guys seen The Social Dilemma yet? Have you fucking seen it?
I watched it last night.
Is it everything I'm hearing it is? And I can't Endless. Stop hearing it is?
It's. I think I know about it already, is what
yeah.
I
yeah.
think.
It's pretty
I,
weird.
Dangers of social media.
This morning, I woke up to get, like, there was a stove being delivered to my place, so I had to be up really early, and I sent Finn, like, 14 minutes straight of a video of me talking about The Social Dilemma.
Which you haven't seen yet.
And how I haven't seen it, but it was, like, how necessary it is for him to watch it. And then, fell back asleep, woke up about 25 minutes ago, got a slice, and then now we're doing this.
What about the stove? What happened to the stove?
Fuck if I know, dude.
What stove?
For a stove. Also, yeah. Your apartment didn't come with a stove? That's like such a built-in amenity.
Well, it's not technically like an apartment. Like, it's not like a livable apartment yet.
Right.
We're like working on it. It's a bit of a fixer-upper.
It's a garage.
So where do you use the bathroom?
What do you mean?
Where do you shit and piss?
Well, it depends. Like, tomorrow morning, I'm waiting for the guy to come in and install a urinal for me to shit and piss in.
So it depends. It doesn't
You're
depend.
You,
that means
urinal.
You don't.
I'm waiting for the bidet guy to come
yeah,
in.
A urinal and a bidet are the only two
Where do
you
shit
you
and piss now? Since
Well, I haven't shit and piss in it. I've only been here for 2 weeks, but I've been kind of holding it in.
What?
Should have done.
And there's a Starbucks across the street, but I've been too nervous to go in there because, like, we're in a pandemic. So, like, only the necessities, right?
Yeah, you're probably
necessity.
Suffocating yourself. Your body
shitting is
probably
a necessity.
Yeah, you're drowning yourself in shit and piss, I assume.
Like,
do you have the website loaded? Because let's answer some questions. This is If I Were You, after all, the only advice podcast on the internet, hosted by me and Jake
right.
and Finn and Billy, really.
This time, at least.
Got a question from a lady, so we're going to give her a fake name to preserve her anonymity. Unless you guys want to come up with one, we can hit that celebrity name generator.
You want to do a celebrity name generator. Finn, do you want to, or okay, I'll give you the option to come up with one, Finn.
Okay, actually, you know what? Billy, give Finn a celebrity, and Finn, you come up with the name of their assistant, and that's the name.
Yes. Okay. Got it.
Julia Roberts.
Rub Tub Tubber.
Julia Roberts' assistant. Rub Tub Tubber.
Right. My boyfriend has a caricature of himself and his ex-girlfriend on the wall in his hallway. It's an absurd photo, sorry, portrait of her riding horseback style on his back as he is a centaur playing the trumpet in the drawing, of course. And I hate it. When I told him it makes me feel vulnerable to have a reminder of his ex hanging up there, he says it's just a cartoon and offered to take it down, but never has. Am I a psychopath if this is still bothering me? Do I push it or chill out? How do I even bring it up again? I live with him, so it's difficult to out of sight, out of mind, this one. Thanks in advance for your advice. Longtime fan, sincerely, Rub Tub Tubber?
Julia Roberts' yep. assistant, yes.
Okay.
Fucking
from the office of Miss Roberts.
Break it off. Break
really?
It off.
All over.
Instant. Instant breakup with
this
him,
guy
huh?
sounds. I'm sorry. This guy sounds fucking insane. What? First of all,
oh, sorry, honey. I'm not a centaur in real life either. Like, she's my ex. Relax. It's a cartoon. I don't even
it's
play
just
the trumpet.
A cartoon that someone that used to love me drew of me.
Yeah. Fuck this guy. Also, it's a caricature of himself.
That's right.
Yeah.
Hanging up with an ex-girlfriend in a hall in his own house, making her feel uncomfortable.
We went to Rome and I popped the cue and then we got it fucking drawn of us like in celebration. But dude, it's fine. I'm over her.
She said no. End of story / discussion / relationship.
He's crying in the caricature.
Why did we commission it after she said no?
I wanted to lighten the mood, dude. I think if you live there, you have a case to take it down. This is your place, too. This is part of the interior decoration.
Does she live
decisions
there?
You should make as a couple. Yeah, he says, I live with him, so it's difficult to out of sight, out of mind, this one.
This just feels like some weird power play, like power move. Like, you see this? This is my old girlfriend. Like, this, it just feels weird.
Yeah.
Right, so what you could do is commission something where you are a mermaid and your ex is a merman and you're blowing his fish dick in that's opposite. You hang that up and you're like, as long as we're cool with this type of like hentai fanfuck
and or eating out and or eating out mermaid vagina.
Oh, two merfolk 69ing and it's you and your ex. And that'll go in the bathroom or the dining room. If you have a yeah, maybe above like a buffet would be nice.
Maybe a mermaid 96ing.
Yeah, butt to butt.
Which is
that's
back
to
back.
96ing.
96ing at an underwater McDonald's.
Why
and
is
it just
that?
Says Cactus Jack sent me.
What?
That's cool.
And, not, no, and it's not.
Cactus
at the underwater
Scott
at that McDonald's you could have like submarines in the drive-thru. I just think that'd be like quirky and kind of fun.
That's just a little aside. That's just a little joke.
I mean, I don't. Does
Jake and I have?
Before I take a stance on this, you guys, does anybody have a caricature up of them in their own house? Before I
don't anymore. My parents have.
You had
a
more?
Bar mitzvah. Yeah.
Oh, from your bar mitzvah.
But that's just hilarious.
I don't. I'm like looking around that's this cute. Room to make sure I don't. But of course I don't. Of course I don't have one.
Shit.
Yeah, that'd be insane. Oh shit! My caricature is in frame.
Because what the fuck? Like I don't know. You're an adult, I would assume, and like what
no, he's
the
12.
Fuck? Don't have a caricature.
He's
up
13
on the
living
wall.
With his girlfriend.
Yeah. Yeah.
Caricature. It would be different if it was a funny caricature that he had of himself.
Of himself,
it's the fact that it's with his ex-girlfriend. You know, like, presumably you're not friends with her anymore, right?
Yeah, that's right.
Is it worse or better if they're friends?
I feel like it's worse that they're friends.
If they're friends and he still has the picture of her hanging
well,
out.
Well, if, yeah, the, couple,
that's
if the couple...
That's too close of a relationship.
It'd be fucking insane.
Right. If the couple's friends with her, you know what I mean? There could be a world in which... You know, they were really, really close, and then they broke up, but they remained friends, and then the new girlfriend also is friends with her, you know, it's like a past kind of like, oh, we used to date, but now we're all friends, but I don't think that's the case. I think that this guy just has a fucking caricature of him as a centaur, with her riding on his back.
And here, this is the math equation that has to go on. It's like, you've got, this is a big deal to you and not a big deal to him because he said, it's only a cartoon. I'll take it down. So like, end of discussion. You just remind him, tell him to take it down. Big deal to you, small deal to him. It's over. Or he's keeping it up because it's also a big deal to him, which should make it a bigger deal for you. Then, like, yeah, no matter what, this thing has to come to a head.
Also, the thing
you
is,
can get a new caricature drawn of both of them. Like, he doesn't. If he needs a fucking caricature of
caricature,
him, like, he could just get a new one. They're not that. I don't think they're that expensive to get done.
I also like, oh yeah, I could take it down if you want to, and he just never does.
Did he offer to take it down?
Offering it?
It's just
he offered to take it. He just said he'd take it down.
He offered to take it down, but didn't.
Yeah. I'll take it down.
I think you definitely are well within your right to just say, dude, just, yeah, take it down. What are you? Yeah, because if it bothers you that much, you should understand that. And if he doesn't, fuck him. You can find anybody with a horse's body and a human torso.
You can find another centaur.
That was not the artistic liberty of the artist. Do you think he's actually a centaur?
There's like a million centaurs out there. Yeah, exactly.
Okay, fucking Amir. Jesus.
What?
Like, really short sighted.
Are you body shaming centaurs?
No, I'm not body shaming centaurs.
It sounds like you're body shaming.
Oh, I just refreshed the celebrity generator. Amir's on here. That's weird.
I'm canceled.
Whoa. Yeah.
What the fart? This could never happen to me before you guys
now
came
you
on.
Fuck, watch your words, man. You can't say fuck anymore.
All right, let's take a break.
You gotta be careful.
Let's thank some sponsors, and we'll answer some more questions after these messages. Thank you to Squarespace for sponsoring this episode of our show.
Indeed. Indeed.
Simply put, it's the easiest way to create a professional-looking website.
Couldn't agree more, bud.
That's it.
Yeah.
That's the tweet. No, they do have a lot more than that. It's
right.
They have 24/7 award-winning customer support. They have very simple drag-and-drop technology. You can code, you can design a professional-looking website without knowing much about how the internet works.
You can sell. You can launch and sell product from Squarespace.
Yes.
That's right.
You can even purchase a domain name through Squarespace. For example, Jake, what can people purchase?
Boneheader.com. Boneheader. It's like...
Interesting. That's pretty good.
Yeah. Yeah. It's like if you're a boneheaded person, but you're doing a boneheader of a move. You know what I mean?
What about fitnessnah.com? So it's sort of like a relaxation technique slash way to say damn the man with regards to fitness.
It's a movement about not going to the gym. Fitness?
It's it's an anti-movement, really.
Oh,
it's a non-movement
Is anti-movement one? Anti-movement seems like it should
be. I'll have to check it out later. Actually, let me look right now. Antimovement.com is not available. Don't buy that one.
Okay. Yeah, I wouldn't. But
so it's more
fitness
nah.com.
Yeah, it's more of a fitness nah thing.
Yeah. Squarespace AI also is a great way to kickstart or update written content on any website. They can generate instant personalized results that know and show your brand identity. Pretty cool there too.
Incredible.
So the way to get in on this action and launch your own website soon enough is to go to squarespace.com/segments.
Segments.
And when you're ready to launch, you use that coupon code segments at checkout to save 10% off their already low, low prices.
Beautiful.
Again, check out squarespace.com for a free trial. And when you're ready to launch, go to squarespace.com/segments to save 10% off your first purchase of a website or domain.
Thanks, folks.
Thanks, Squarespace. Thank you to Rocket Money for sponsoring this episode of our program.
Hell yeah.
It's pretty simple. It's a personal finance app that finds and cancels your unwanted subscriptions, and then it monitors your spending and helps lower your bills so that you can grow your savings.
It's perfect. It's for all those subscriptions that you tried and then forgot about, but you're actually paying for, and you don't even realize it, folks.
I had, no joke, over $1 million a month worth of subscriptions that I did not need.
That's amazing.
Did not
That's
need.
Amazing. That's so much cash.
I was buying 35 new houses a freaking month on this subscription box that I accidentally subscribed to when I
Bark
was high.
Box. Yeah, Bark
yeah,
Box.
Yeah, it came with the condos, dozens of them a month.
Mm-hmm.
And I said, you know what? Let me do a quick little audit. Rocket Money came in and they're like, by the way, you're spending $1.5 million a month. We could probably just cancel this one.
Yeah. Like, damn.
And
I could use that.
I did.
Incredible.
Yes.
Congrats.
And you should use that. Rocket Money has over 5 million users and has saved them a total of $500 million. That's almost entirely me. $500 million in canceled subscriptions.
Yeah.
Most
of it yours.
Saving the average member only $740 a year, which is not as much as the $1.5 million a month that I saved, but still a lot of money to some people.
For sure.
So if you're looking to save some cash, which who isn't, you can stop wasting money on things you don't use, Cancel your unwanted subscriptions by going to rocketmoney.com/segments.
Segments.
There's something in your bank account that doesn't need to be there. Rocketmoney.com/segments will find it and eliminate it.
Whoa. Nice.
Again, that's rocketmoney.com/segments.
Segments.
Take control of your finances today.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you, Rocket Money. And we're back. Finn or Billy, do you guys have any?
Oh, it's a little sooner than I can. Mom, I'm coming.
Gross.
Sorry about that.
Nice.
Yeah, sorry, I did that, until yeah. I heard that.
It ended with Mom, and I'm now, coming.
Well, yeah, you sort of ignore the, that part's like, Jake said it once, and we.
I didn't say that.
With this. Okay. One of us said it. One of us. You. Said it.
Sounded you like did. Tom DeLonge, but I'm not sure.
I'm coming, and my mom here.
Yeah, I have like a life hack. Hot dogs for breakfast.
Tell me less.
Fuck you.
I figure I don't even need to explain myself, but here it goes anyway.
That's not advice.
It's not a life hack.
It's a life hack.
In what sense?
In what sense? I'll tell you. When I was in school, in my schooling days, I would show up for lectures oftentimes late because I would sleep in and they were in the morning. And then I'd be really hungry and we'd have like a 5-minute break. And there was a street dog stand right outside my university. And I would go get a hot dog. And I realized that it's like a portable breakfast food. You got pretty much toast, sausage, some onions and pickles, and then, I mean, I'm a mustard man, but if you wanted to put ketchup on it, that's not, like, a bad thing to do.
We're not worried about the condiments part of it.
Yeah, but the condiments...
What time of day was it?
How?
9:30 a.m.
9:30 a.m.?
Yeah, you'd think... You'd think that a hot dog is, like, a lunch food, or, like, yeah. maybe, like, a quick dinner, or, like, you're...
You
but
think
I just
it
think...
gives you regular poops. It... doesn't
is a hot dog
but yeah of course.
I don't think a hot dog is a meal in at all. I think a hot dog is a snack.
But what is who eats a breakfast meal on the weekdays? Like if you have to run, it's like a portable snack. It's like
so
I'd
is a fucking Luna
bar,
Billy.
Yeah, like, but I would rather a hot dog. It's hot. They make it for me there. I'm supporting local
sure,
businesses.
It's in the name, right?
Yeah. A logo. A slogan for
especially in a fucking pandemic.
I would rather a hot dog as a slogan for a hot dog brand.
Yeah. I don't know what the hot dog stand situation is as far as the pandemic goes, but I mean, I just ordered
a hot dog on Uber Eats. That's what I'm eating for lunch.
That's the
really?
Grossest
really?
Fucking thing I've ever heard in my entire life. A hot dog for lunch?
That's a breakfast
you fucking
food.
Swine. You absolute swine. You're yeah, ordering it for for lunch?
I don't even think about hot dogs. Where do you order one? Like where what's the restaurant that
I'm ordering from a place called Japa Dog, which if you ever come to Vancouver is a very great tourist kind of amazing place. It's like Japanese fusion hot dogs.
So I went there. And I ate a hot dog there. It was
how was it?
Japanese about it?
It was incredible. It was very good. It was delicious.
And what time of day was it?
It what was time of evening. Day? It was a dinner. It was a dinner.
Ah!
So much later than breakfast. Oh, but you know you have breakfast for dinner. Breakfast for dinner is a thing, guys. So I did a little breakfast yeah. for dinner action. I had a hot dog.
What's Japanese about the hot dog though? Like what are they doing that's Japanese about it? Is it a cucumber roll? Is it an open-faced cucumber roll?
No, they put
ketchup
like Japanese
on
ingredients and yeah, they put ketchup on it. No, they put miso. Japanese mayo and mm-hmm. yeah, they put
yeah,
miso stuff it on it sometimes and seaweed
and it's sushi.
Kind of
it's also sushi.
What do you get on the side of a Japa dog?
Yeah.
Some fries in a Saturday morning cartoon.
You're eating full fucking baseball stadium fare at 8 in the morning.
Billy's in the lecture with a foot long hot dog.
A foot long Nathan's hot dog dipped in a honey mustard with nachos on the side. That
and a
can't
foam
be
finger.
Good when you wake up.
Yeah.
And don't get me wrong, the foam finger's fucking delicious too, but you don't hear me writing about it.
And for lunchtime, I'll eat frozen yogurt out of a plastic hat. That's my diet, like a baseball game.
Finn, can you beat that frozen life hack? Hot dog for breakfast.
Are we doing life hacks now? I didn't know that that was a
I didn't know that was a hack.
Yeah, any advice, really.
Yeah, I didn't know that was a life hack either.
It's just an idea for breakfast.
Billy started doing this, and it's something I'm kind of still... support local businesses as much as possible, because I remember Billy and I were at a supermarket when we were shooting in... Safeway in Calgary. We were both shooting a movie, and I wanted to go to the self-checkout, and Billy looked at me like I had actually murdered someone, and he was like, what, why? And I was like, because. And he was like, you got to support real people, or else the robots are going to take over, and they're going to take over for the real people.
At this point, Billy was fucking slamming down wet hot dogs, Kobayashi style. It was 11:45, and all bets were off. He was just dunking buns in water and shoving them into his cheeks.
Yeah, don't use self-checkout. That's the better advice. Yeah, don't.
Yeah, try not to use self-checkout.
Don't freaking let the robots replace people. Use real cashiers. There's so many jobs that'll be lost when that just becomes normal.
We got a question from a dude who's actually traveling from Pittsburgh to Georgia. So, Billy, do you have a fake guy's name?
Dune Inbox.
All right, you're clearly just in your Gmail or something.
I thought you were going to say Dune Tenet.
He's looking at his tabs. You watch the Dune trailer. Inbox.
The middle name is Tenet. You're right.
Dune Tenet writes, I just moved to Savannah from Pittsburgh with my girlfriend because she's going to the Savannah College of Arts and Design. It was crazy to move during this time, and a lot was in my head, but driving through other states with different levels of COVID restriction was super stressful. I was wondering if you guys had any advice on what to do in a new place that I feel like I cannot even explore yet because there's a global friggin' pandemic going on. I have mostly been to larger corporate places for groceries and have a company-wide restriction that I can't even check out any cool local businesses yet, wink wink, because everyone is a little more relaxed with the restrictions here. Also, suggestions for anyone to check out after things improve would be Cherry. Thanks, dudes. Has anybody been to Savannah here?
Savannah, unana.
Nice. That's Havana.
What?
That's Havana.
Oh, the hips don't lie, and I'm going to Savannah time.
Different song.
Nice.
That was a weird Muppet. Hips don't lie, I think.
What? It's Rihanna.
Number one, order a stove. They're pretty clutch.
Yeah.
They probably Good already have a stove. Yeah, they have that.
And a urinal. And a urinal. Because if you need to shit, you need to have a urinal in your place.
Yeah. I shoot Stranger Things in Atlanta, Georgia. But I've never been...
Atlanta, unana.
Nice.
No, yeah.
My hips don't lie, and I'm going to Atlanta now.
Sorry. One second. Finn was talking.
Sorry.
What are you saying, Finn?
Don't
sorry
lie,
about that.
I'm going to Atlanta.
This is you stepping off the airplane.
Oh, don't you know that I don't like this?
Sir, you somehow clogged the airport toilet.
I've never been to Savannah before, but I know there's a ton of beaches around there. I know there might be places to...
That's good.
Maybe places to go where there's not a lot of people.
I'm moving to Savannah. Gonna visit a lot of beaches.
Sweet. Sweet home, the Savannah.
No, Alabama.
Mama, woo! I'm coming home to you.
Just like go to a baseball game or something, even if it's Little League.
Eat a
I'd
fucking
say,
hot dog, sit down.
Go to like
Rick,
a carnival, run a kissing booth.
Give your son an open mouth kiss.
The beach was good. Beach was good. I don't
Six
know
flags
how Billy derailed it. We're talking about Six, Frenching a 12-year-old that you don't know.
Six
don't
flags over Georgia. You gotta go there. It's a fucking blast.
Do not go.
They serve funnel cake.
No.
A lot of people kind of talk really loud and spit when they talk.
What about like fucking Chicago? Just like
what about
doing
Chicago?
Like
just drive there.
Just talk about shit to do. Yeah, you could go to Chicago and do like a deep dish.
Drive to Dallas. You know,
it's a different. State.
And if you're down to
city,
really travel, state. If you're down
he's
to really not. Go somewhere,
he
like the
to
London,
Savannah.
I was still gonna say the London Eye, that like big fucking Ferris
right,
wheel
huge
in England.
Very, very dope.
I think the advice
Sorry,
I would give is If you're in Savannah, drive to Houston.
That's cool. Yeah, Houston.
I hear the beaches are beautiful in Santa Teresa, Costa Rica this time of year.
Sure.
But be careful, it might be crab season.
What the fuck are you talking about? There's beaches there. That was great. Go to the beach. Outdoor. I hear beaches are very COVID safe because outdoors it's breezy. It's hard to get sick.
Orica. What's my name? Orica.
What's Orica? Where'd you get that? Where'd you get that?
Costa Rica.
Yeah. What about Dakota? What's my name? Because you could go to South Dakota. It's not super nice, but like it's not that hard to get to if you can drive like the 28 hours to get to South Dakota.
You guys are getting further and further away. Beaches was perfect. And then we got to like...
I just spent like a lot of time kind of the same thing. I was away from home filming a TV show and I didn't want to fucking cancel the whole show by getting COVID. So I was just like very cautious of where I could go. Buy a PlayStation.
Oh, nah.
Or else, yeah.
So don't fucking visit.
I didn't go anywhere pretty much. Like I would walk every day just to get some fresh air, but I guess stay inside. How long is he there for, you said? Like it's a 4-year program?
Yeah.
So you're probably just good to wait it out, I'd say.
Yeah.
Yeah. Vaccine will come around during graduation.
Yeah, graduation, and then you're good.
Yeah, sorry, Finn. I can't hear you.
I think you may have muted yourself.
Yeah. Which I think was a good thing because you clearly sung a song.
Yeah. You picked up a PlayStation remote and started singing.
Was it? Can I just take a guess that it was PlayStation Unana or something like that?
Hello?
All right, last question. This one's a doozy. We need a lady's name. Maybe first name Finn, last name Billy. Let's see what you guys come up with. Tag team it.
Gulliver.
Stravels.
That's beautiful.
You said that too proud, Billy.
You're too happy with yourself.
Travels.
Gulliver's Travels, right.
Nice.
I'm 25 and I don't know how to tell time. I understand how clocks work. But I have to look at it for like a minute to figure out exactly what it is. Whenever I ask someone the time, they point.
So sorry, you don't understand how clocks work. If you take a full minute, that's
yeah. She goes, I know how clocks work.
Now look,
you don't.
Yeah, just take the opposite of what she said.
And whenever I ask someone the time and they point at the analog clock, I can't actually take the time I need to read it because I'll worry they'll realize my secret. Growing up, I thought it would just click someday and I could glance at a clock and know the time. But at this point, I'm an adult with 2 degrees that clearly taught me nothing useful about this problem, and it definitely hasn't clicked. So what do I do? Do I Google time-telling quizzes designed for 8-year-olds so I can practice reading clocks faster? Or do I just make sure I'm always near a digital clock or can access my phone clock surreptitiously when needed? Thanks. Love, Gulliver's Travels.
Okay.
Number one, the quiz for 8-year-olds would be a start. That would be, that's step one, I would imagine, before even, like you have, you know.
I would easily
like,
say step one.
Yeah, you have had that thought to the point where you wrote it out in this email.
Step.
Definitely take those.
Step two, watch Christopher Nolan's movies.
Why?
They're a doozy, and you will understand time by the end of them. You will understand time.
I think you're starting from, that's on like step 10.
Yeah, that seems like
no. It's
advanced.
Like if you watch The Simpsons in French, you kind of become fluent.
I guess. So
yeah,
the Tenet will teach you how to read a clock.
Duh.
What's that?
Duh.
What's that?
Oh, homie.
Got it.
French Canadian Simpsons.
Oh, homie.
It's pretty good, actually.
Le right. Barteau.
Do Milhouse.
So definitely, yeah. You should learn how to tell the time, right? You're an adult. You know, I'm not judging, but you don't know how clocks work, obviously.
Don't ask people what time it is. If you don't know how to tell the time, don't be near an analog clock and ask someone what time it is. Just check your phone or just get a digital watch clock or learn how to tell the time. Like, I don't know. What degrees?
She's a doctor and she also studied clocks.
She's metaphysics, mathematics, dual degree, and then she's a clockmaker.
Yeah.
Jesus.
So she's a clockmaker. She doesn't know how to tell time.
A tinkerer. Yes.
A tinkerer, if you will.
Yeah, I guess the first thing.
I'm a tinkerer and I got to tell the time.
Shakira, Shakira.
Tell the time.
I think you can do it. You can do it. It's you've gotten 2 degrees. Like you can learn. You seem capable of doing so, and I don't know.
Here's
like,
a little trick.
It's not easy to get 2 degrees. Just like I would say, just sit down and try and do it. And the more you put it off, the worse it's going to be for you.
Here's a little trick. Ignore the big hand. Like that's where people get tripped up. Like it's on 3. Is that times 5? 15? No. Just look at the small little nub, and then like it'll point to the closest hour it is. So like. Take everything else away.
I would say,
look at
yeah,
the small
yeah.
guy and hope to God it's close yes. to an hour.
Look at the big picture, right? Numbers.
Yeah.
Put them together. What do you get?
The time.
Exactly.
That shocked you. My so answer.
Holy shit. It just clicked. It just what? Clicked for me. Or should I say ticked?
Nice.
Blooming.
Thank you.
I can read a sundial, but once the fucking hands get into the equation, I'm absolutely useless.
I'm kind of the opposite. I'm super yeah. quick with clocks, but then when I look at, like, I see it says, like, 1, and then, like, the snake 1, and then colon, and then it turns to, like, the 2 circles, and I'm like, what?
What is the snake 1?
It goes like that, basically.
Oh.
Yeah.
An eight
is not a...
And you think that looks like a snake?
Well, it looks like what's it called when there's 2 oranges next to each other, but on top?
8.
Yeah, what? Yeah, yes, 8. I feel like we're saying the same thing. So, like,
I feel like we're not, because you said 2 oranges stacked on top of each other, and we said 8.
Yeah, yeah. But, you know, in between the left and the right numbers, there's those 2 little dots.
A colon?
Okay.
Which, by the way, you said colon. You said colon, and now you're talking... And now you're just
yeah,
talking.
Yeah, you know what that is.
I'm getting dumber in a weird way. So it's like straight so line, that snowman.
Oranges separated. Okay.
Yeah. Yeah.
But then after the oranges that separate them, there's never like an 8 or a 9, right? You'll never see like it's 882.
Yeah. Oh my God, Jesus Christ!
I don't know what to tell this girl. She seems like she has to take.
I'll do counterpoint. I think you're good. I think it's fine. I've rarely been in a situation where the only resource I had to know the time was an analog clock and no one would help me. I think just like focus on your degrees, do other shit. You're good. Just like, let's not even think about it anymore. You have a phone. And if anybody is so rude to be like, if you say, what time is it? And they just point to a clock, you just be like, fuck you.
Also, fuck you. Yeah.
Fuck you for doing
fucking
that.
Mean, yeah.
Like, you can read
just
it.
Just tell
then.
Me.
Like, you looked up, saw yeah. that it was there, could have clocked the time and said it out loud, but instead you
yeah,
wanted to make me feel
it.
Like an asshole. So fuck
they
you.
They also just don't know how to tell the time.
Yeah.
What time is it?
Yeah, no one knows how.
Do you also think 8s are oranges?
I think we're all lying. We're all lying to each other. None of us know how to tell the time on clocks. And she's not the only one that's a little
I made it so
all,
easy. You just look
we
at
all
the fucking
admit it.
Circle. And
yeah, they like you, the circle a... adds up because you do like the because there's like the 2 lines and then you if you subtract the 1 line from the other one and then you multiply by the amount of ticks, which is equivalent to the amount of hours in a day, it gives you kind of
so
the
like
time.
I make smoothies, right?
I'm sorry, you just changed the subject.
Anything else?
No, it's like if yeah. you make fucking smoothies,
right?
You get to drink it.
And you
look up at the clock and kind of okay. ponder and
so
figure it out.
Yeah, so the advice here is to
don't
figure
don't
it
raise
out.
Your arms in triumph after that.
Yeah, you didn't. That wasn't a good metaphor. You
My
just
job
said,
here is done.
No, it's not. Your job here is dumb. You said something that was completely unrelated to the answer. Don't be shocked. And now you're casual about it. Are you annoyed? Are you frustrated? Or are you happy and confident?
What?
Sorry.
You're my fucking boss and you're talking to me like this?
You're his boss.
I fainted for you yesterday. That has to mean something.
Listen, in this day and age, if you don't want to fucking faint for someone, then like, what kind of loyal guy are you? All right,
yeah. So just to recap, you learn what it is or don't based on how comfortable you want to be or not when somebody points at a clock.
And get yourself a man who will faint for you.
Get yourself a man who could do both, faint and tell time. How dope is that?
And if he's a centaur, that's just a bonus.
The caricature is halfway done.
Get an Apple Watch, but also I think you'll feel better if you just learn how to do it because it's like
Apple Watch is a good idea because they have the face that can be the like the analog clock, and then you can like toggle. So you'll sort of like train
invest
your
eyes. Invest in an Apple Watch. That's yeah. our advice
and
here.
Use my coupon code.
You don't have one.
They're pretty cool. Shakira, Shakira, hips don't lie. I want to tell the time.
That's so long.
For 15% off.
For a code. I mean, it's worth it for 50% off.
I think that's it. But try different like capitalizations and spaces because it might be case sensitive. So it might not work. So you have to try it a bunch of times in a bunch of different ways. But it'll click eventually.
Giving someone a password to something and just saying, by the way, it's case sensitive. I don't really remember what the cases are, but I know the password.
And there's an underscore somewhere.
All right. So one last time. Lackluster video. Finn, Billy, talking about movies that exist and some that don't. Sometimes by themselves. Sometimes with friends. I've been on an episode. I know Jeff and Riley have an episode coming up. Yeah, sometimes with enemies.
So sometimes not with friends.
Yeah, because sometimes it's important not to have, because sometimes you don't want to have your best friend on, because I think that's maybe why I haven't been invited, but that's fine. And I think it's good because Finn said that he didn't want to mix business and pleasure, so it makes sense. I think that's good.
Yeah, absolutely.
So do you want to be on the show episode? Is that what you're
asking? No, I don't care. I'm down and I'm free next week and the week after anytime. So, but I don't
it
care.
It seems like you're giving like the every day.
Okay, Jake,
off.
We'll give you a spot, but you just have to tell us what time it is right now.
What time it is? It's fucking yeah. It's
he's looking at a digital clock.
Duck.
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 Duck duck goose.
What fucking yeah. number looks like a duck?
Like a fucking two. Like yeah. a swan neck yeah. with the it's yeah, a two, with the, yeah. The duck.
He's wrong.
And then the
it's 4:06, so he's say even his descriptions are bad.
Okay. I mean, no, thanks for having us on. Yeah, listen to our podcast, Lackluster Video. Hopefully everyone enjoys.
Hell yeah. Thanks for starting that show. Thanks for coming on this show. And thanks to you guys for listening.
Thanks for having
Anytime.
Us.
Anytime.
Of course, if you guys have your own questions or theme songs, send them all down to ifiwereyoushow@gmail.com. Opening one was the Blink-182 cover by Seth Dyer. This one is a Drake cover. Wow. Jake, all your favorite artists coming together. Wow. It took half a decade for Colin to summon the gusto to make this Drake parody, but he did it for us, so we appreciate it. Thank you, Colin. Thanks to you guys, and we'll be
Gracias.
Back next yeah. week.
Anonymity, I got anonymity. Got a lot of people trying to figure my identity. A sticky situation is here. I'm writing to the kids, Jake and Amir. I got a girl in Starbucks, I'm trying to fuck on the day. Toe dive, rub, oh, that's all that I gotta say. All these new friends tripping, better buckle they shoes. I ride with my day one, shit, fuck them too. My day zeros always know when the boy's in a pinch. Crab claws out, bras off, shout to the pinch. Vance on the SM7, killing the mic. Jewish bitches who like kittens, yeah, that's what I like, yeah.
That was a HeadGum Podcast.
Hey there, podcast listener. Good news, we're doing another HeadGum Happy Hour in New York City.
Whoa, that's amazing news. Amir, why don't you tell the folks when and where it is?
Okay, fine. It's Tuesday, May 7th at 7:30 p.m. at the Bell House.
Okay, and why don't you tell everybody who the fucking hosts are?
Yeah, that would be us. It would be, we're hosting it. It's Jake and Amir.
Okay, and how about this, you little piece of shit? Why don't you tell everybody who is going to be performing? Who is this show featuring?
All right, I don't appreciate being called that, but it is featuring Charlie Bardet, Natalie Rotter-Lateman of Exploration
Live. And why don't you tell them who else it's featuring?
Yeah, Millie Tamaras and Elise Morales of the Go Touch Grass podcast, and
some surprise guests as well.
More, yes.
And Mir, why don't you go ahead and close this out now? You say something like, thanks for listening, we'll see you at the yeah. show, or something like that. Why don't you go ahead
yeah.
and do that?
Hmm? Okay, I will. It's hmm? It's.
Can you do that?
So go buy a ticket at headgum.com/live, and we'll see you there.
All right, bye.